That means all times mean when things are going good, when things are going bad, when things don't look so good, when my body is racked with pain, when it looks like I'm about to lose my mind, when it feels like things are not working out, Look, you hear where I'm going, right? When I hear bad news, when I feel, how many know your emotions can change real quick? Your emotions change. You can be. Have you ever watched a show? You know, a lot of times. And Pastor Vanessa was sharing this with me this morning. She said, you know, how you can be watching a show, and it could be a tearjerker. You know what a tearjerker is, right? And you looking at it, man, you done got all into it, and now your emotions is running high. You got to get the tissue out because you're getting moisture all up in the... And then if all of a sudden, if somebody come in the room and they turn it to a comedy, how quick can your emotion change? Especially if he said if something was real funny. Right. Your emotion changed that quick. You went from sad. Now, some movies take you from sadness. The same one. You watching it, then it'll take you to gladness. Then it'll take you on over into whatever else. But your emotions change with circumstances. Yeah. And see, just because it's this way now, it don't mean it has to stay this way all day. Yeah. All day. Oh, y'all, you better get this. You better understand, because God now, this next level living is all about my belief and my confidence in God. Has nothing to do with my ability, but has everything to do with his ability. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. In other words, I don't care what I'm confronted with, what situation or circumstance, I'm blessing the Lord. Father, I just give you praise. Hallelujah. I just give you praise. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. When I got laid off, or when things happened on my job, I just said, praise God. I know that there is something else that's better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the doctors tell you that you got sickness in your body, and he tell you you don't have but a week to live, you can say, well, praise, glory to God. Hallelujah. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, but if he don't choose, but I know he is, and I know I have received my healing. With his stripes I am healed, and I stand on the word of God, and I declare and decree that with his stripes I stand here healed. And you don't allow nothing. You don't allow any adversity. You don't allow no situation, no circumstance to change your belief. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, what does it say? In the King James, said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, you got to change. You have to be the catalyst of change in your environment. My God, sir, the catalyst of change. Did you hear what I just said? I said, you have to be the catalyst of change in your environment. In your environment, I'm talking about not only in your home. I'm talking about on your job. I'm talking about wherever you find yourself in an environment, you have the authority and the ability to be the catalyst of change in that environment. He said, my soul shall what? And the humble shall what? Hear thereof and be glad. He said, oh, magnify the Lord and let us. Come on, let us exalt his name together. See, when we come to church, man, this should be a hallelujah, glory, knock down, drag out, good time. Huh? It shouldn't be folk all, you know, all depressed and all looking tired and weary. Like you just came from the farm. No. every time the writer said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Is that right? He says, go ahead. What's the next verse say? Verse 4. He said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord. Verse 4 in the Amplified, I sought the Lord and inquired of him, the Lord, and required of him of necessity and on the authority of his word. He heard. Everybody say, he heard.
He heard.
How many times have the Lord heard you? Everybody say, every time. Do you believe that, though? What is your perception of that? Huh? Just because there was no answer, did you back off? Or there was no specific word, did you back off of what you have believed that you received? Huh? He said, I sought the Lord and required of him, and he heard and delivered me from all my fears. Next verse says what? They looked and was radiant, and their faces did what? All right, let's do this. I don't have time to go down through this like this. I'm going to focus on several verses. I'm going to give you the verse, and we're going to look at it, and I want you to jot down the benefits. There are some benefits and promises that you have here as a believer that you need to be aware of, and that you can literally obtain by you verbally speaking out of your mouth what the Word of God has declared about you. Now, notice one thing. I did say last week that faith is the ability to look through the telescope of the Word of God over into the unseen realm. And it causes us and gives us the ability then to transact business that's over in the unseen realm. What's in the unseen realm? All of my spiritual blessings. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is already done in the spirit realm. But what gives me the authority now, the only way that I can know what's over in the unseen realm is I have to look through the telescope of the Word of God and look over into the unseen realm through the Word of God and find out what belongs to me. What privileges do I have over here in the natural realm? What privileges and benefits do I have over here that God has already made available for me over in the spiritual realm? Because he said in Ephesians 1, he said he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now look at verse number 4. What in verse number 4? He says in verse number 4, he said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he did what? So what is the benefit of you praying to God? God promised us deliverance. Go ahead and write that down. He promised us deliverance. In other words, we have deliverance already because we have salvation. Salvation, as you know, salvation means soteria in the Greek, and what does the Greek word mean? What does salvation mean? Y'all should be rattling that off now. It means what? Healing. It means deliverance. All right, that's far enough. Deliverance. That's what I want to focus on right now. Deliverance. Everybody say deliverance. What is deliverance? What is deliverance? You're free from a situation or a circumstance. You're free from bondage. You're free from fear. You're free. You are delivered. In other words, you have been rescued. You already have been rescued. Come on now. You don't have to get stranded on a boat in a flood for you to get delivered. I'm already delivered. I don't care what situation has come up, what circumstances present itself. If you know the Word of God, you can stand there and say, Father, I just thank you for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Ah! I just thank you for deliverance. Now, this is next level living. Now, this is the kind of living that you got to really believe God. Say, I will bless the Lord at all times. See, you can't be afraid to bless him, and you can't be afraid to give him glory when it's time to give him glory. Because there's going to be some things that he's going to do for you that's going to require you to bless him right at the moment. You can't wait till you get to the bathroom. You can't wait till you get in your car. But you got to give him glory right now.